The Obama campaign didn't call it a victory party, but the crowd at the Raleigh Times bar treated it as such. As election night wore on, the place got more crowded and more raucous as media outlets began calling East Coast states for President Obama. This was one of 8 Obama watch parties being held throughout the state for volunteers who worked on the campaign. And it was a night of mixed emotions, one that hit a low point just after 11 o'clock when CNN called North Carolina for Mitt Romney. Sitting with her back against a wall, Ann Fawcett didn't appear angry or crushed, but when asked her reaction, she offered this.
Oh, I don't think I can say it on the radio. obviously very disappointed. Very disappointed, but we did carry Wake County, which we worked really hard at doing.
The vote in Wake County served as a microcosm of the difference between 2008 and 2012. 4 years ago, Barack Obama won the state's most populous county by 15 points, on the way to a statewide victory. Yesterday, he won Wake County by just 10 points. In 2008, Obama won 33 counties in North Carolina. 4 years later, he won 30. Those are small changes, but they added up to a nearly 100,000-vote win for Mitt Romney. And when it was announced at Pat McCrory's victory event in Charlotte, supporters like Carla Shantz were thrilled.
Hallelujah! I can't tell you how much it means to me. I was one of the phone callers, making phone calls to get people out. I handed out flyers today.
The dynamics of the state's presidential politics did not change dramatically with last night's win for Romney. It was only a 3 percentage point victory, with a stark urban-rural divide. The counties in and around the state's largest cities, like Asheville, Charlotte, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Durham, and Raleigh, all went for President Obama. But Romney tallied huge margins in rural areas, especially those without significant African-American populations. Back at the Raleigh Times, it was only a few minutes after boos filled the Obama party that the atmosphere changed dramatically. Around 11:30 or so, media organizations began calling Ohio for Obama, and the president was reelected. Ann Fawcett was still there, and her mood had improved.
Absolutely thrilled, excited. You know, I'm speechless. I'm just happy. Happy as it could be. We just needed to win the country. And so I'm glad I could participate and help with that.
The crowd was still celebrating more than 2 hours later when President Obama took the stage in Chicago and thanked his volunteers everywhere.
Thank you for believing all the way. To every hill, to every valley. You lifted me up the whole way, and I will always be grateful for everything that you've done and all the incredible work that you've put in.
It's not often that both sides, Republican and Democrat, can claim victory on election night. But here in North Carolina, that was the case. But even that is short-lived. Republicans may have won almost every significant race in the state, but they lost the big prize. And Democrats like Ann Fawcett may have the president they wanted, but they worry that North Carolina has gone redder than it ever has in her lifetime.
I'm very worried about the state and the direction that we're going in. So I hope that we can regroup and make a difference in 4 years. We got a lot of work to do, though.
That campaign work, on the ground, on the airwaves, and everywhere else, will start up again soon enough. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.